so happy that I'm here in Istanbul, meeting with my brothers to talk about Egypt and Turkey. Since I represent the Egyptian side, I will be happy to speak about these five topics being presented: the union, the love. I will put the love first, and then the union. Love is important for both of us. But love needs to be based on understanding one another. That's why I call this project that we are in now, I call it Lita'arafu project. The project to get to know one another. Turkey is in the qalb and aql of each and every Egyptian. The heart and the mind of Egyptian. We love Turks. Of course we love Kurds. We love Iraqis. We love so many different people in the world because Islam teaches us love. We are ready. Are you ready?
Sure.
We are ready, and I think you are ready. Let us work, let us come up with specific projects where we can prove it that we can do it together, inshallah. Visa is a matter of paperwork. And it can be changed so quickly, so easily. Because you change it, we change it, we would like to make a visa-free Middle East. Inshallah. That you can, inshallah, take your car from Cairo, come to Istanbul. Take your car from anywhere in the Middle East and travel any part you like in the Middle East. So I don't see visas as problems. I see problems here are real problems. For interfaith relations, interfaith, we would like to focus first on making Muslims understand one another. We don't want Muslims to suffer anywhere. Muslims as human beings need not to suffer, need to be able to live in dignity, live in honor, and live in love with everyone else. At the same time, we would like to make sure that our brothers and sisters, the people of the book, the Christians and the Jews, to be able to live in peace, to be able to live in love, so that all of us in the world, we try to live in this peace and love. Interfaith is not just a theory. It is something that we lived. Moses, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, was in Egypt. Jesus and his mother came to Egypt and lived in Egypt. Sayyidina Ibrahim, married an Egyptian and he came through Egypt. And then we have Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was married to an Egyptian woman by the name of Mary, Maryam. So we have very strong relation. The Quran teaches us, as you told us in the morning, teaches us how to work together. قُلْ يَا أَهْلَ الْكِتَابِ تَعَالَوْا إِلَىٰ كَلِمَةٍ سَوَاءٍ. Tell the people of the book, let us come to common terms. We can do it. Let us work together. Yes, we are different. But we can put the difference aside, and we have a lot in common that we can move on. And at the end, I don't want to take much of your time, democracy and Islam. In Egypt, we have a great experience of democracy within an Islamic framework. In Egypt, we are making a civil state within an Islamic framework. We call it Islamic reference. المرجعية الإسلامية نؤمن بدولة مدنية ذات مرجعية إسلامية. A civil state with an Islamic reference. That's why we redefine democracy. Democracy for us is the rule of the people, for the people, by the people, within an Islamic framework.
The last statement you made from the Quran: ولا تهنوا ولا تحزنوا وأنتم الأعلون إن كنتم مؤمنين. This is the Quran. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks. Don't grieve. No need for sorrow. You can achieve it. As long as we're true believers. So let us, we should never lose hope. If we ever lose hope, losing hope is against belief, is against faith.
Yes.
Hope will always be there. And I have a strong belief that we will be able to do it as long as we are sincere and we are honest with one another, we can do it. I conclude by the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لَن تَدْخُلُ الْجَنَّةَ حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا وَلَن تُؤْمِنُوا حَتَّى تَحَابُوا أَلَا أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَى شَيْءٍ إِذَا فَعَلْتُمُوهُ تَحَابَبْتُمْ إِفْشُوا السَّلَامَ بَيْنَكُمْ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That you will not reach paradise until you believe. And you cannot become a complete believer until you love one another. Can I tell you something that will help you to love one another? It's by spreading peace among each other. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not ask us about results. Allah asks us about actions. What did we do? Not what did we achieve, but what did we do to achieve what we want? We may be successful. Maybe other people will be more successful than us. And let me conclude by saying that I'm very happy that I came. We're very proud of what we have achieved. I'm very happy of what I listened to you all. And I will be taking a lot with me to Egypt. And hopefully we will be able to work together on a lot of other projects in the future, inshallah.